Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency Family First Care in regards to Miss Genevieve. I had spoken.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Lorraine?
Yes.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency Family First Care in regards to Miss Genevieve.
Yes.
Hi, I spoke with Millie the other day. I was meaning to call you. I wanted to touch base, so I assist with applications for the state for long-term care for low-income individuals. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the waiver program.
No.
Okay. That would be through welfare. It is a long-term care program that Ms. Genevieve is able to apply for, and once approved for the state, the insurance PA Health and Wellness will approve her a certain amount of hours a week that you can work and get paid for it.
Because we need help. I need help, you know.
Like ASAP? That's what...
I need help for, like, at least, like, I'm going to say is if somebody could just come in and, you know, help her to...
Oh, yeah.
Get cleaned up, washed, you know.
Of course. So this entire program... It is for long-term support services or long-term care, and it's called the waiver. What it is it runs through welfare. They will have to check her income resources, do a physical assessment.
Yes.
And that, so what will happen is this will take 30 days from the start of the application. However, if she has, and I see here that she currently has Medicare under VIP Choice Keystone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you're able to reach out to them to get short-term care set up through Medicare while we are applying her for this program. So if you need help ASAP, there's an option you can do the short-term care. It's not a family member option, but you're able to get somebody in and get the ball rolling with help for her that way while we can wait for the family member program or somebody that we can hire from the agency to go in and take care of her.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see. Did you have VIP Choice's number?
Hold on for a second.
That's okay if you don't.
No.
Do you... Do you have a number I could text you on?
779-215.
Yep.
779.
Yep.
2038.
Sorry, instead of having you scramble for all the information, what I'll do is I'm going to send you what we spoke about, kind of like recap it about the short-term care, and then I'll send you the first step on how to apply for the long-term care. I'll send you Keystone VIP Choice number and all of that with my contact information. So if you have any questions.
It's overwhelming for me. It's, you know.
Yeah, of course. I can send you like an advocate's package as well just to explain the program better to you, what it includes, the qualifications, all of that, so you can read it as you guys go along.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So who do I have to call then?
So does she need somebody in there as soon as possible?
Well, as soon as they can, you know, but...
So the long-term care is going to take 30 days.
Okay, that'd be good.
Okay, so that's fine?
Yeah.
Okay, so then
I don't know what to do. What do you advise?
Yeah, so if you want... So what I was speaking to Millie, she was telling me about some of Genevieve's ailments. She was saying she fell. She's a high fall risk. She has black eyes. Does she have broken bones?
No.
Okay.
No.
So with this, if she's a high fall risk, I would reach out to Keystone and see if they're able to have somebody come in just for a short time. Again, it's temporary. It will terminate, but the long-term care that we're going to apply her for is going to kick in, and then we're able to get those hours as well.
And what would they do as a short-term?
Short-term is more of, like, skilled services. So if she needs, like, medication administered,
they would, mm-hmm.
medical
equipment.
They would
come in the morning and make sure they get get her up at the end of the day.
Yes.
And I tell them short term, and I call them up now. Bloop.
Yeah. I can text you, or give it to you, whatever you prefer.
All right. Yeah. Can you text me that?
Yep. I could text you right when we hang up. I'll include my contact information. So, one step at a time. I'm gonna send you for short term care. You can call and get that set up, and then whenever you guys want to get the ball rolling for the long term, you can just call me. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions? I know that's a lot.
No, so this is all me, so I'm new with this.
Okay. Just something for you, like right off the bat. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Medicare, so her Keystone VIP choice is going to cover more skilled services, and then the long-term care is non-skilled. Skilled services is more of like administering medicine, medical equipment use, if she has any, like, IVs, PICs, or anything like that.
What is it again?
IVs or PICs or anything like that?
No.
Okay. They also, for long-term care, it's not as skilled, so they require or they consider it, like, house chores, organizing bills, mail, like, housekeeping, dishes, meal prep, all of that stuff.
Usually, like, I just need to get her somebody out of the bed, like, and they could wash or dress her.
Okay. Let me see. If you're okay with the 30 days, then I will just send you the information for the long-term care, and we can get that rolling.
Somebody's supposed to come Tuesday, but I don't know who it is.
So you made the appointment already. Did,
Now, who's supposed to come Tuesday? Is it Closer?
Okay, so is it the broker or is it COSA?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, so that means to me that you guys started the long-term care application. Did you have one or two appointments?
One.
Okay, this will be your first one?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so this is going to be the independent enrollment broker coming out. They are going to do like an informational assessment with you.
Yes.
Perfect. Do you have any questions on that?
No. So you're going to start this role, or should I just wait for them to come on Tuesday?
Wait for them to come on Tuesday. I'm going to text you my contact information with the advocates package attached, just so you can read through before the assessment on, you said Wednesday, right?
Tuesday,
sorry. And then if you have any questions, you can always call me back. But this appointment, just to brief you, it's going to go over her financial information and as well as her medical. They'll send a physician's form to her doctor to get signed.
Okay.
We also do offer telehealth if you would like.
Okay.
All right.
What is that like?
So we have a MD on staff for us that we're able to send a referral in. They can call you and schedule to do it over the phone instead of having to make an appointment with her own physician waiting X amount of months if they're busy.
Yes.
You want to do that?
I'm not sure. It seems like all overwhelming for me, you know.
Okay. We'll take it one step at a time then. So the first step for this is just go through with that appointment on Tuesday. And they'll send the physician's form out to the doctor, okay? That's it.
Okay.
All right. I apologize if I'm overwhelming you. But if you think of anything, you can always call me, okay?
Okay. And I have your number, right?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Allison, and I'm going to... Yeah.
Hold on for a second. I'm filming. Allison?
Yep.
And that you're from where?
It's called Family First Care, LLC, and I work for enrollment.
Family First Care. Okay. And your phone number is, do I have it?
Yeah, it is 267.
Mm-hmm.
551.
Mm-hmm.
7421. It is my direct line.
267. 551 7421.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Chandel, did she please come out?
Yes. So she is my coworker. She takes the initial calls, and then they assign it to the enrollment coordinators, which is me.
Okay. So we're good like that then?
Yes, you're all good. You're scheduled. You're perfect. If you have any questions, you call me. You're in the good zone. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.